Ronald Howard's Decision Analysis, a prescriptive framework for making decisions under uncertainty. Core insight. Upfront, decision analysis provides a systematic way to answer the question every data strategist faces. Is this data worth collecting? The value of information concept directly quantifies whether building a data pipeline, running a study, or purchasing a dataset can change the decision you are about to make. If it cannot change any pending decision, its strategic value is zero, regardless of how interesting the data might be. Ronald Howard formalized decision analysis in 1966 at Stanford. It is a prescriptive discipline. It defines how decisions should be made, not how they are made. The distinction matters. Descriptive theories, like behavioral economics, explain why humans make bad decisions. Decision analysis provides the methodology to make better ones. The framework operates in three phases, each building on the previous. Phase one, deterministic analysis. Model the decision without uncertainty. Identify the key variables, costs, revenues, timelines, market sizes, and calculate outcomes assuming each variable takes its best estimate value. Then perform sensitivity analysis using tornado diagrams. A tornado diagram ranks variables by their impact on the outcome. Each variable is varied across its plausible range, while all others are held constant. The resulting horizontal bars show which variables matter most. Variables at the top of the tornado, the widest bars, are the ones worth spending time and money to refine. Variables at the bottom have negligible impact, regardless of their value. This phase eliminates irrelevant complexity. If a variable does not materially affect the decision, you do not need to model its uncertainty. Phase 2. Probabilistic analysis. For the variables identified as important in phase 1, assign probability distributions rather than point estimates. Propagate these distributions through the decision model using Monte Carlo simulation or decision trees to see the full range of outcomes. The output is not a single number but a probability distribution over outcomes, a fan of possible futures weighted by likelihood. This is where you calculate expected value, assess downside risk, and compare alternatives on a risk-adjusted basis. Decision trees are the canonical tool. Each branch represents a choice or an uncertain outcome, and each terminal node represents a payoff. Folding back the tree, calculating expected values from right to left, identifies the strategy with the highest expected value. Phase 3, informational analysis. This is the phase most relevant to data strategy. Calculate the value of information. How much would a perfect forecast of each uncertain variable be worth? If you could know the outcome of an uncertain event before deciding, how much more value could you capture? Value of perfect information, or VOPI, sets the upper bound on what you should pay for any data source, study, or predictive model related to that variable. If VOPI for a variable is low, meaning even perfect knowledge would not change your decision, then no amount of data, collection, model building, or analysis is worth pursuing for that variable. This is transformative for data strategy because it directly answers the investment question. Should we build this data pipeline, run this A-B test, purchase this dataset, license this API? If the resulting information cannot change any pending decision, the answer is no, regardless of how complete, accurate, or interesting the data might be. The value of imperfect information, or VOYY, extends this to realistic scenarios where the information source is not perfectly reliable. A weather forecast, a predictive model, a survey, each has a known accuracy rate. VOY calculates the expected value of using that imperfect information source, which is always less than or equal to VOPI. This lets you compare the cost of the information source against its expected value improvement. The decision quality framework defines six elements that together determine whether a decision is good. First, appropriate frame. Are we solving the right problem? Second, creative alternatives. Have we generated meaningfully different options, not just variations of the same approach? Third, meaningful, reliable information. Do we have the data we need, and do we trust it? Fourth, clear values and trade-offs. Do we know what we are optimizing for and what we are willing to sacrifice? Fifth, logically correct reasoning. Is the analysis sound, free of errors and cognitive biases? Sixth, commitment to action. Will the organization actually execute the chosen alternative? The weakest element limits overall decision quality. It does not matter if your analysis is perfect if the organization lacks commitment to act on the result. Howard's most enduring insight is the distinction between decision quality and outcome quality. A good decision can lead to a bad outcome due to chance. A bad decision can lead to a good outcome due to luck. If you judge decisions by outcomes, you punish sound risk-taking and reward reckless luck. This creates perverse incentives. People optimize for outcomes they cannot control instead of decision processes they can control. The organizational implication: build cultures that evaluate and reward decision process quality, not outcome luck. Conduct decision audits that assess whether the six elements of decision quality were satisfied at the time of the decision, regardless of what happened afterward. Strategic takeaway: decision analysis gives data strategy its economic foundation. It answers not just what data do we have, but what data should we invest in collecting. The value of information framework prevents the common failure mode of building data infrastructure because it is technically interesting rather than because it changes decisions. Every data investment should pass the VOI test. Can this information change a decision we are about to make? And if so, by how much?